It's Black History Month, and some Atlanta Public Schools students celebrated recently with a civil rights anthem. They met at Atlanta's First Congregational Church. It's one of the oldest historically Black congregations in the country. There, the students sang Lift Every Voice and Sing. Children first performed that song more than a century ago on what would have been Abe Lincoln's birthday. It's become known as the Black National Anthem. I'm Amy Kiley of WABE, and I stopped by the APS students' performance. I asked the kids what the song means to them today.
My name is Zoe Winston. I am 12 years old, and my school is Bunch Middle School. And I think Lift Every Voice and Sing means to me we can raise our voices, and then God is there at all times. And since it's Black History Month, it's all about African Americans and how they had to go through a rough time earlier.
Hi, my name is Zakaya. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Boy Elementary School. And what I think is important about Lift Every Voice and Sing is that without those important people, we wouldn't be here. We could be somewhere else right now. Instead of being here, we could be on a cornfield.
My name is Oscar Okendo. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Bunch Middle School. What Lift Every Voice and Sing means to me is our ancestors sung this song, so we should be able to sing this song with pride and respect for our ancestors, because they sung this same song when they was going through rough times.
You need to understand about how our ancestors have been going through a hard time. Like, they've been whipped, they've been slapped, they had to work a whole lot of time, they had to work hard and hot, very hot days. This song really talks about what they've been doing. So I think people should really listen to the lyrics and see how they mean to you. This is real life history, so you should think about it like you can learn into it in social studies, like about your history, how this song, they can think back to this song, and it can be a very good lesson.
People just need to know their history. When people are, like, being racist, they could say, know your history. And if they don't, you got them.
Even back then, Black African Americans were getting killed. They have done nothing for them to get killed. And even today, Black African Americans are getting killed for no reason. You could think back at that when you are getting abused or something, and stand up, I guess.
At all times, you should have unity with your sisters and brothers, and you should never hate each other.